This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, as I said, 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly. Be part of the solution. That happens when you get informed. That's how that happens. I mean, in all seriousness, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. That's how we make it work. MyPillow.com, head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You're going to, you know, if you use promo code Joe, you're going to save money. You're going to be very happy. Right? Because you saved money. Let's get into it. Mayor of Florence, Italy. He shoves his... starts cursing a climate activist for vandalizing historic buildings. We've seen this happen all over the world, right? I mean, they want immediate action and shutting down oil, shutting down. It only goes to show you what we've done to these kids. You heard me. Kids. All right? They have no clues of what it takes when you shut this stuff down. They have no clue. Even if we could pull it off, even if we could make it happen. What makes you think that that society today could keep moving forward if you just shut these things down in 24 hours? So Mayor Dario Nardella, he physically impeded climate change activists. They were trying to graffiti one of the city's most famous landmarks. It went viral this week. Now, the video shows Nardella interrupting the two vandals as they sprayed orange paint from a fire extinguisher onto the side of Palazzo Vecchio Florence's town hall building. Right? They want to spread the climate change message by spraying an aerosol can of paint onto a wall where you'll have to use chemicals to get it off. Got it. All right. Getting into the fray along with the local police, Nardella was seen shoving the two men as they were committing the vandalism. He forced them away from their paint and off to the curb where they were arrested by the police department. Now, they should be. No, seriously, you don't have a right. You're protesting. In the 60s, the majority of the time, yeah, there was violence. There was some damage to somebody. But the goal wasn't to damage things. There were a lot of peaceful protests that made a difference. There were a lot of peaceful protests with MLK that made a difference. According to translators from the UK paper The Sun, Nardella furiously screamed, "What the blank are you doing?" Right? As he was being detained, the vandal appeared to make an attempt to preach about his political agenda through the angry mayor. Wasn't buying it. You know, seriously, you'd have more credibility, you'd be heard more, and I know I use this a lot, doing an old-fashioned sit-in at City Hall. Right? That simple. Now, the incident started when Nardella noticed the climate vandals from the activist group Last Generation. I won't say the Italian because you won't understand it anyway. Now, spraying the paint while he was in the middle of an interview on the historic city streets. So they must have knew. They knew he was there. They knew he was coming. They knew he was going to be there. When he realized what he was doing, he walked away from the interview. The building's over 700 years old. Again, I say, what makes you think for a moment they're going to give you any credibility, any time, right, by you destroying things that people find, well, they find them very valuable, right, to the character of the city, to the history of the city. And I even have to make fun of those people that block traffic. Do you really believe that you're getting your point across? Do you really believe that people are going to care? Matter of fact, all you're doing is making them mad. They just want you thrown in jail. They don't even care what your cause is at that point in time. You made them late for the work. They lost some money. Lost wages. And how are you? Again, I'm kind of confused. How are you helping your cause? Really? 855 Grill Joe. 855. That's, I love this stuff. I have to believe that they sit there and they really believe that all they have to do is cause some trouble, all they have to do is create some buzz about it, and it'll get fixed. It won't. It really won't. Look, if you guys want to make a case for climate change, make a real one. Use real facts. Right, you've got much of the science has been debunked like crazy. Go back and look at the predictions. And yes, somebody said in the chat room, they are a product of what they've been taught. You are correct. I mean, seriously, it's maybe this goes along the lines of what I've been talking about for a long time. We need to take the bull by the horns. We need to teach these kids. We need to make sure that they're on. That they know the truth. Don't leave it up to the schools. Right? You as grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, whatever. You make the difference. You speak to them. Okay, we get past the technical difficulties. We'll get Dan Pilla on with us in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
What you guys, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Our buddy, my buddy, Dan Pilla, will not be with us tonight. We're going to put him off for next week. Dan is not feeling well. Maybe you guys could, maybe we could, you could, we uns could. Just pray for the guy if you're praying. People send good vibes towards him. He does not have COVID, just under the weather. So anyhow, I always love to let you guys know what's going on. Let's go back to some, this will be great, though, because we'll be able to talk even more about some of the crazy stuff that's going on. And again, notice the pattern. That's what I want you to do. I want you to pay attention to the pattern. So, a top California Dem got quiet on a vote that he took last week that made absolutely no sense. None. Man, not like anybody gets charged with these crimes anyhow. But this is a pretty powerful California Democrat. He helped kill a Republican-backed state bill that would have increased criminal penalties for those found guilty of various forms of not pickpocketing, right? Not stealing candy from a variety store. It would have increased penalties for those found guilty of sexual assault, including rape. Why would you vote against something like this? He's got widespread backlash for opposing this from both sides of the aisle. Makes absolutely no sense. Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer. He's chair of the California Assembly Public Safety Committee. This man doesn't care if your kid, your daughter, whoever gets raped, and he's chair of the Public Safety Committee. Wow. The Democrats on the panel also voted last week against Bill 229, which would classify domestic violence, human trafficking, and several sex offenses as a violent crime in the state. Right? The bill failed to even make it out of committee, so it couldn't go to the floor. And what's the reason? John Sawyer didn't respond to any news source or any news request to comment. The successful effort to kill the bill received backlash both in the media and online. This week, a California Democrat killed a GOP bill to increase penalties for domestic violence, human trafficking, and other sex crime. Moments later, they approved a Dem bill to impose sentence enhancements on theft of property above 200. So I guess, oh, God, this is so confusing. No, really, it is. I'll tell you why. Nancy Pelosi, when they were tearing down statues, when they were burning cars, when they were looting and burning down police stations, what did she say? It's only property. It's okay. Right? So I guess the Dems are into sex crimes. They're into domestic violence. They're okay with human trafficking. They must be, because they voted against upping the crime, upping the penalties for those crimes. So property's more important than your kids, than your daughters. This is according to Emily Holbin. She's a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. She said, if Dems aren't going to show ideological consistency in their votes, they owe it to us to allow a wider swath of ideas to be debated. She said, it's their party which controls the legislative supermajority here in California. And it hasn't. Now, this is a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat writer, media person, who says they haven't come close to solving any of CA's problems, California's problems, on their own. Right, and God bless her for saying that. Hoban was referring to the fact that shortly after Democrats and Public Safety Committee killed 229, they passed that other measure for a bill that would increase the penalties for destroying property worth $275,000 or more. I guess that must be for the yacht owners or something. She went on to say, it doesn't really make sense to me why capital Democrats don't feel like domestic violence or human trafficking should be a violent crime, but damaging property worth a harsher penalty? It's just amazing. Listen, Assemblymember Joe Patterson, a Republican, he couldn't understand why their priorities are so inconsistent. As a matter of fact, he said inconsistent at best. So, again, can somebody explain this to me? What could possibly be the reason? I'm just trying to understand what could possibly be the reason to vote against this. He won't get on the news to talk about it. He won't get on media to speak. Anna Fuentes, she's also a writer. She said the bill deserves serious consideration, not only because it would amend California Penal Code to classify domestic violence as a violent crime, but also because it could help the state reduce mass shootings, which research shows are overwhelmingly committed by domestic abusers. You know, you would have thought the gun people would have just hovered around this, don't you think? I mean, George Andrews is the Republican pundit. He said California Democrats' rape is not a violent act. Really? Victims don't matter. Prison time is worthless and racist. Remember, these are the same people that now have voted not to allow police to use dogs for crowd control because the dogs are racist. Using dogs is racist. People, you can't make this stuff up. You couldn't even write this as a sitcom. Under California law, committing a violent felony enhances the punishment for crimes in accordance with the state's three strikes law, which increases prison sentences for people convicted of felonies who've been previously convicted. Nobody's being charged with anything. These Soros-backed DAs up and down the state and the major cities aren't charging these crimes. I can't even imagine how this plays out. State Assembly member Tom Lackey, again a Republican, said, "I'm disgusted to announce that AB 229, a measure to make sexual assault a violent felony, failed on party line vote." He's right. And that's the sad part about it. When they have a majority like that, when anybody does, even I don't even want Republicans to have a supermajority. How do you fix that? You vote for the right people. That's how. You remember that. The Democrats in the state of California have no problem with sexual assault. You really don't. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One senator is urging the CEO of Moderna not to go through with a five-fold price increase for its COVID-19 vaccine.
As a matter of public record, U.S. taxpayers spent $12 billion on the research, development, and procurement of the NIH Moderna COVID vaccine.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Moderna is looking to soon charge $130 compared to the $26 it charges the federal government right now. A rare twister touches down in Los Angeles County, causing some isolated but significant damage, conjuring some sense of mystery, too. The National Weather Service, at last check, still had not officially qualified or characterized the weather event. The suspected twister hit in the city of Montebello. Urban search and rescue teams remained on the ground as of late Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Hey, it's time to celebrate. No, more than you know. The Superman, no longer a tree hugger. That's right. Not only is he no longer a tree hugger, he's no longer gay, he's no longer for open borders. He's just no longer. I don't even know how to put this. All right. Well, it turns out there was only one thing more lethal to Superman than kryptonite. It was woke politics. I'm glad to see that these people are finding out that wokeness doesn't work. It's true. I mean, it's kind of a catchphrase, right? Wokeness equals brokenness. Seriously. Over the past few years, movie directors, comic book writers, look, they turned the Man of Steel into a symbol of all that is woke. But it's not just him, right? Captain America and so many others. You want, this is what I love. You want a superhero? Get your own. Really that simple. Just get your own. Create one. Captain LGBTQ or something. I don't know. Captain Tree Hugger. Whatever. Look, why can't Superman be a straight white man who has respect for, you know, the gay community, who wants to take care of the ecosystem, right, along with other things? Marvel and DC have ruined their characters with this woke mob garbage. Gay Superman was canceled less than a year later due to poor book sales. Which is proof, you know, and I know the gay community is going to say they're still all homophobic. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares about your sexual preference. Nobody cares about who you're sleeping with. Right? They went from truth, justice, and the American way to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. I'm sorry. Right? One movie adaptation actually had a reference to it. You know, like to the American way is all that other stuff, you know. Like they ignored it. They blew it off. It wasn't a big deal. Turns out that most Americans didn't embrace the politically correct Superman. We don't want political correctness. The government is doing it by shoving it down our throats, forcing us to take it. Right? But no, it doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you what woke them up too. Yeah, pardon the term, woke. What woke them up was Top Gun. Top Gun, a movie about patriotism. A movie about protecting us. Yeah, bang, bang, shoot them up. Blow it up. Make it unrecognizable. right? These pilots who took responsibility for themselves. You just look at this stuff and you see where it's going. You would think that these high-end, high-paid executives could figure it out. You know, the biggest thing about the left is they're just noisier than we are. There's not more of them. They're just noisier. They sit around all day thinking about what they can do tomorrow to make your life more miserable. Probably going to massacre this name, but Gabe El-Tabe, a former columnist for the DC Comics who resigned over the wokeness, says the Superman's essence is, in fact, the American way. And he's right. Fighting for other people's freedoms. We're not a perfect nation. We know this. Founding fathers knew we were not a perfect nation, so he said, in order to create a more perfect nation, you keep working at it. Great people paid for everything we have in America today. Over the years, people gave their life, gave their fortunes, gave their families up, their businesses, so we could maintain the American way of life. I'd say show a little respect, don't you? Superman was found. Think about this. They're going to want to change this eventually, too. You know that. Now, Superman was found by two Christian farmers from America's heartland. Right? He got his physical abilities from his biological parents. He got his morality, the thing that actually makes him a hero, from the Kents. It's how his family brought him up. And for a couple of decades now, this has all been mocked. It's been mocked by the left. It's been mocked by the progressives. Family. Man and woman. Boy, girl. Right, but they've been pounding hard work. You'll make something yourself with hard work. They don't want to hear it. None of this stuff makes a difference to them. They brought him up. I mean, look, I realize it's a cartoon. I got that. But let's talk about the storyline. What made it great. What kids wanted to aspire to. They named him Clark. They talked about truth, justice, kindness, restraint. But the American way of life. How else do you learn not to kill? With his kind of strength, how else would you have learned to use it properly? Not to demolish the world, to rule as a tyrant king. Think about that. It was the same thing with people never give us credit for it. But we're such a bad nation, a bad country, a bad everything. You know, when we dropped the bomb on Japan, now this is an argument over this. I don't care to argue with you. Keep it to yourself. I don't care. When we dropped the bomb on Japan, it wasn't to conquer them. Look what they did to us in the middle of the night. Or first thing in the morning. Right? We didn't do it for that. We did it to stop a war. To stop the potential of millions of people dying. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's the truth. But we had, at one time, we had the most powerful weapon on the planet. We terrible, nasty, hateful Americans could have brought every nation on the planet to its knees. You bow down to us. We want your natural resources. Give up your governments. We're in charge. We could have done all of that. And we didn't. Matter of fact, we're so cold and cruel and ugly that what did we do? We went and rebuilt Japan on our money, our own dollars. Did they pay us for Pearl Harbor? So this nasty, terrible country of ours, after bombing another nation to stop a war, to stop them from killing more of our people, we went in and rebuilt their country. But apparently I don't understand current lingo. With his Antifa groups and what have you. You know, one writer wrote that the goodness is the American way. The fable of the strongest man in the world restraining himself, choosing to do as much good as possible, is American. Because where else could Clark learn these ideas? How did it come across him? Did it just come out of nowhere? Did he just figure it out on his own? He didn't. His parents' culture taught him that. And that's kind of the story behind the story. These cartoons, these comic books that we all couldn't believe. Look, I'm in my early 60s. All right? I remember waiting for my cousins. And God, I read too slow. Read the book so I can read it, the comic book. We got these ideas. We got these ideas that we wanted to fight to keep freedom going. We got these ideas to save the damsel in distress, if you would. We got these ideas from the comic books, from our families, from our churches, from our religious upbringings. And yet, we can't have that anymore. Right? We can't have any of the good moral, because they're going to say, well, your morals aren't my morals. Okay. Well, your pronoun's not my pronoun. I don't know what to tell you. It just never stops. My leading film critic and host of a Hollywood and Toto podcast, Christian Toto, commented on the move to a local news source. He says, so here's the Warner Brothers for doing the right thing, restoring Superman's motto. I predict that those books, those comic books, will have a renewed interest. Look, why would I, if I want my grandson to read, and he likes all the action hero stuff, I know they're all about the TV set, they're all about being digitally fed. Why wouldn't I buy him these books? Because I know he's in the Superman cartoons on TV, for instance, right? I'd buy him the comic book so he would learn how to read better. But I wouldn't buy him those. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Pizzuto, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, I've come to the conclusion maybe we are doomed as America, as the United States. You know, you're watching these Koreans and Chinese and, you know, Cubans, people from all over the world, looking at what's going on here and saying, guys, wake up. They did the same thing in our country. This is how they took over our country. This is how they pushed, you know, progressive socialism in our country. Don't let them do it here. I came here to get away from that. I mean, think about it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, it doesn't stop. Comment on the DirecTV surrendering to Newsmax, and that's what it was. I'm kind of disappointed. It doesn't mean I'll stop listening to some of them, because there's a lot of great commentators on Newsmax. But I'm kind of disappointed that all of them, all the commentators, are basically reading from the same press release, how DirecTV never really wanted to can them. It was just a business deal, yada, yada, yada. That's not true. Come on. I mean, Newsmax kept pounding them down the road to say, hey, look, you've got 22 other companies here that don't make any money at all for you, and yet you're paying them more than you're paying us. We're your fourth most listened to news channel. That's the best you could do? So now all of a sudden they agree. The, you know, it's just amazing. I'm irritated to no end because I want Newsmax to be totally honest with us. And I realize that DirecTV probably said to them, hey, we'll do this with you, but stop what you're doing. Let's not talk about how we were the jerks in this situation. Right? DirecTV doesn't want it to be known or seen or felt like they're squelching conservative voices. Now, and they even give a little kudos by saying, hey, over 10 years ago, DirecTV gave us our start because we couldn't get the message out without them. We needed the satellite. Just amazing, you know. And the resolution with Newsmax, it's a common dispute around some of these carriers, you know, whether it's, you know, whether it's your local cable company or what have you. There's always negotiations. There's always talk. But this one here, a little different. I'm not buying the fact that, you know, all of a sudden they reached a financial an agreement. Okay, let's try the phones one more time. Because I'm not beating my brains out with this on a regular basis. Joe from Washington State. Joe, thanks for calling the show. You want to talk about tree huggers?
Yeah. I heard something earlier about how you were saying calling someone a tree hugger, and I wanted to get your opinion on the Biden administration approving the Willow Project, the $8 billion infrastructure that will be built to drill oil in the Alaskan Arctic.
Well, what's your opinion of it?
My opinion is I think it's truly terrible. I think it's terrible for the environment. And as someone who didn't vote blue in 2020, but also didn't vote red, I'm a Democratic Socialist. I think it's completely terrible for our environment. It's $8 billion, which is super expensive to build this. It's also detrimental to the area around it, killing wildlife. There's plenty of villages that have been up there since even before people immigrated to Alaska that have been there for centuries that are going to be destroyed and their way of life will be destroyed and stuff like
Listen,
that.
Part of the problem you have with the argument, though, is that we heard the same thing about the original pipeline. We heard how it was going to kill wildlife for miles around. It was going to be an eco-disaster, the whole nine yards, and it wasn't. It didn't turn out that way. And I have the same argument. Now I'm going to get real crazy on you. I had the same argument about dope. When the government came out with Reefer Madness to prove that dope would make you crazy, you guys use the same kind of craziness when it comes to all these ecosystems. It's going to wipe everything out. It's going to kill villages for miles. It's not true. It doesn't have to be that way. So I think, you know, get in a room with somebody, figure it out, and come up with a better campaign as to why we shouldn't do this much drilling or what have you. I mean, do you not see that at all?
I have other things to prove that as well. Things like it's going to release, statistic? It was 280 million metric tons of carbon emissions, which is detrimental to an already dangerous warming climate. And yes, the Arctic is healing, but people are saying that, oh, this will lower gas prices, this will make it nice. Yeah, and it will lower gas prices for the next 30 years. But in 30 years, we would have lower gas prices, and then gas prices would just go back to normal, or even might not even lower, and our climate will end up hurting from it.
Well, I think this is a longer discussion, but I can tell you that over and over and over again, we've heard these things over the years. They have not come true. You know, Earth Day is coming up again. I sense that you really do care about the planet. Go back and look at what they sold us back in the 60s and 70s as to what was going to happen, and pretty much none of it has happened. Feel free to call back at some other time, but
we're not saying that this is going to be detrimental like tomorrow. Like, we're not saying, oh, this is going to build, the Earth's going to catch on fire in a week's time. I'm a pretty advocate for environmentalists. Obviously your assumption was correct. We know that this stuff is going to affect us 30 years down the line, 50 years down the line, 100 years down the line. And I think the worry is that people now are like, oh, this isn't going to affect us. I'll be dead by then, or I'll be old by then. But that's the same type of rhetoric that people in that kind of destroyed the economy as to what it is now had is, oh, I don't have to worry about this in the future because it's not an issue.
I hear you. I hear your honest concern. But what do you do? What do you do about the climate activists from the late 60s, early 70s that said we only had 12 years left, we only have 5 years left, we only have this. New York would be 60 feet underwater. You wouldn't be able to have... You know, at some point in time, you start sitting back and you kind of like the people who scream wolf all the time. You know, give us something real to work with. Show us something that really has happened that you can prove from a scientific standpoint. But it hasn't happened that way yet. And again, I'm not saying we shouldn't take care of the environment. Let's be clear. I don't believe we should just pollute because the heck with it, it's only the planet. That's not my contention here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't want you to think I'm your enemy, but you know, not to force religion down your throat, but as a Christian man, I believe God created the earth, and the earth should be taken care of. I agree with that. So, but I appreciate your call, man. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. You know, someday we should do a show strictly around the environment, right? The ecosystem, what it takes. And yeah, some of you, come on, some of you chuckled when I talked about Reefer Madness. You went, oh, yeah, I remember that movie. It's what the government tried to sell us, the fact that if you smoked even a joint, for God's sakes, you would lose your mind to probably kill people. And it's the same thing here. When you have this group, when you have people like Al Gore making $1 billion, all right, outselling, I'll say outdated and pretty much data, science that has been debunked, How do you believe him? The man has made a life out of this. Sit down with the true climate people. Sit down all the way around. Give us real information to work with. And let us, as I would perceive, pretty smart human beings, let us decide what the truth is. Based on the science, yes. All right. Well, now I forgot where I was. I'm always a little leery of phone calls, but that was a good one. I appreciated his input. All right, Drag Queens Interrupt Kirk Cameron's story time reading in the Ark. Now, Cameron, you know, he tried to read, did his story time reading at some of the some libraries, public libraries. He was told he couldn't do it. So we could have drag queens, but we couldn't have any kind of creationist type of reading. So, you know, here's the deal. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in creationism, then, you know, make it the fairy tale story time, right? What's the problem? So it shouldn't be a big issue. Now, Cameron is an accurate author, a devout Christian. He's been traveling to various public libraries around America. He's sharing the message of faith, family, and country as part of the Freedom Island Tour. Now, named for the series of illustrated children's books published by Brave Books. Now, however, Fayetteville event was marred by drag queens showing up in the library and intentionally blocking families and children from Cameron's reading. Now, here's the thing. Can you imagine if we did this to them? Can you imagine if we showed up at the drag queen events, blocked people from going in, making disparaging remarks, calling them names? What do you think would happen? I mean, even conservative people would be against that. You know what? People have to make their own decisions. But not here. They're really showing you what true fascism looks like. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Yes, I got a lot more crazy stuff after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN. We'll be right back.